I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It is an open line Thursday if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Remember, tomorrow's our Yappy Hour. You don't want to miss that Friday at 6:30 on the Junkies Facebook page. We'll be hanging out. We'll be judging dogs' looks. We used to have bikini contests. Now we're dogs. Judging dogs.
Yep. Yeah. What happened?
Ross Tucker just tweeted, and he articulated basically word for word what I said earlier.
What's
At
that?
At this point, the post story on the Redskins is like the movie everyone says is so great, and by the time you watch it, there's no way it can live up to the hype.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I've been trying to articulate for 3 hours. Exactly.
Do you feel like you did a poor job articulating it?
No, you guys just don't, you know, I think if Ross says it, then you guys would give it a little more credence.
Well, I think it's going to be better.
You think it's going to be better?
Oh, yeah.
You think it's going to be Penn State scandal level?
No, it's not going to be that level. No.
Yeah, around there.
No.
Jeffrey Epstein level?
No.
I mean, maybe not with pedophilia, but like that big, yes.
It's not going to be that big.
I hope you're right.
You don't get much bigger than that unless it's a serial killer within the team. You can't compare pedophilia to the rumors we're hearing.
Well, I'm just saying the story of that magnitude where ESPN wouldn't stop talking about it for months
on end.
Like
it's going to be a big deal on CNN.
Maybe.
It's not going to be as serious. It won't be as serious.
Well, no. I mean, the pedophilia is ridiculous. What I'm just saying is that it's going to be on CNN, the major...
Will it be the level of the Toronto Mayor, Rob Ford? When we were interviewing Rob Ford, and then it was on like the Today Show, as we're interviewing him, they're running comments from it on the crawl of the Today Show. Matt Lauer's talking about our interview.
Yeah. That level? In my opinion, yes.
By the way, for the record, my question.
True. It was your question.
Because I sacked up and asked him right there. Now, I had a few in me.
Did you?
I mean, we were at the B bar. Of course, I had a couple in me.
Right.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Mary Ellen's on line four. We know she's a longtime fan of the Skins. Would a scandal change anything for you, Mary Ellen?
No, not really. You know, it's not going to change the team. You know, if it's Snyder or whatever, it's, you know, good riddance to him. I just think the reason we're not hearing anything is because nobody, you know, everybody's is doing self-preservation. Nobody wants to get stomped on like, you know, like a fly or smashed like a fly because of the lawyers. You know, everybody's covering their butts and they don't want to stick their necks out, you know, and get fired or get, you know, sued for putting anything out there that they can't back up.
But Mary Ellen, if they work for a newspaper, newspapers have lawyers. You think Jeff Bezos is afraid of Dan Snyder? I mean, they're going to talk to their corporation or their, you know, their employer's lawyers, and if the lawyers say, go ahead, we got your back, then they'll go with it. It's probably what they're I would assume clear.
I'm telling you, it would have to be an operation as big as like the Post or the Wall Street Journal, something like that.
Almost everybody
story.
Almost everybody's reporting it's a Post story. I know we're saying theoretically it might not be a Post story, but I keep mentioning Mike Garofalo from NFL Network and Albert Breer, who I think is with MMQB now, but they both say it's a Post story.
No offense to Albert Breer, but
nobody knows.
Yeah, but the Washington Post, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, this is what they do. This is what they specialize in. So and we know nothing about it. We just know that they're doing their job, right?
Correct.
And so we're just speculating, and everyone's speculating, and then we just need them to figure out their work, basically. Let them finish their work.
Yeah. I think that people are just frustrated because the speculation started on Sunday.
Well, maybe their reporters shouldn't open their mouths and start telling everyone else in the industry what they got before they're done.
Yeah.
See, I find it hard to believe. If they're really working on a story like that, like, are they going to leak that to guys? I don't know. It's just so weird. But you do have three kind of prominent employees kind of inexplicably leave.
Correct.
In a really weird time. So something's definitely going on. There's no
doubt.
That's
what I can't get past. Yeah. That's where the smoke is.
But I don't put it past that it could still get spiked. That there's negotiations going on and threats and that sort of thing, and that it could possibly still get spiked.
I mean, anything's possible, but I'd be surprised if something didn't come out.
Is everything connected from the past 2 weeks with the name change and this story coming out and people quitting and getting fired?
I don't know about the name change. I don't know. I think the name, maybe, I mean,
what happens
maybe
if
that's
Dan
what
Snyder
spurred FedEx to do it. Like maybe the Smith guy or whatever. What's his name?
Fred Smith.
What's Freddie the guy's
Smith.
Name with FedEx?
Yeah, but he's
maybe he knew about some of this stuff, and he knew the report was going to come out, and so he pulled his money.
You
and
think
it
Bruce,
was more about that than it was the offensive name.
Is Bruce involved at all?
He could be. But it would be too easy to dot that to go to Bruce, right? That's the obvious. You go, oh, well, Bruce is just leaking all this now. He's vindictive. He's bitter. So he's going to just tell all his secrets.
But just because a lot of times the obvious thing is the answer. Okay. Most often the obvious thing is the answer.
Okay. I don't know. Also, I keep hearing that everybody that works over there has to sign an NDA. So I don't know how that works.
In Redskins Park, you mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's go back to the
multiple
phones.
Multiple people have told me that.
800-636-1067. We got a ladies first policy. Let's go to line five. Is Marisa there?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on? I just had to chime in on the Snyder stuff. I am a longtime Skins fan, 47 years. My family is from Middleburg, and some of my family members have had long-time exchanges with the Cook family. And, for me, I was used to Joe Gibbs in my high school because his son, Coy, is a classmate of mine from class of 91. So I am more, if all the things that I've been seeing is true with what's supposed to leak, I'm more sad and disgusted because of what Snyder has done to a brand and, the legacy and all the good times. That is, a lot of it is from my childhood of being involved, all the good moments. Mm-hmm. And we've both been, it seems like for me and all of us have experienced two sides of ownership from Cook to Snyder. And it's just been a pattern, like one thing after another for the past 20 years. So I'm more sad and disgusted if all this, what I'm seeing is true.
Yeah, but are you going to give up on the team if the worst rumors come out? Will you give up and not be a fan anymore?
Well, I'll be honest to say I was upset with Monday. I'm in the camp where I don't think the name should change because I think there's not been a lot of honest journalism on both sides of that issue. But no, I'm a diehard fan, the good, the bad.
Okay,
and
so you're going to be a fan regardless.
Weird, ugly. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. It's kind of embarrassing.
It is. And, like, I have so much Redskin gear and history and memorabilia and just looking at and reflecting back of all the things to see that this individual or this, has just kind of destroyed it. It's upsetting when you're a longtime fan. And I think, some of the younger folks don't understand that. They're very nonchalant about things. And you're like, no, I'm angry that it's repeatedly incidents that have happened over two decades. And the source is clear. The source is clear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Marissa. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Let's go to, Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, are you there? You're on with the Junks.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to say, I feel like everybody and the reporters and everything kind of piling on Dan now. And I'm no way a Dan apologist. But at this point, with the whole, now we have a nationwide spotlight calling him out, calling him, the team, the fans, racist, et cetera. And he's become kind of the bad guy that everybody wants to get. They want their name on that to get him. And they're exaggerating, trying to get a big, take a piece of the pie of him as they can. But I don't think it's really fair what he's getting, especially from some of the fans, because he tried to save the name, for everything else that he's done wrong. I think the guy does care about the team, and I think that he does want to win.
Yeah,
he's not
I do.
Good at that, though.
I think he wants to win, but he's bad at it.
He's just bad at putting together a team. That's what he's bad at.
Well, he's bad at PR.
And then he's bad at handling those people.
Yeah, he's bad at a lot of things.
I mean, he just picks bad characters. But I think he wants to win. He's just never going to.
Yeah.
And those, because of those character flaws. But, I mean, if Dan knew that all this stuff was going on, don't you think he would have put a stop to it? I can't imagine he's involved. But don't you think he would have put a stop to it, fired people, gotten rid of guys?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I've heard crazy stuff about Dan, too, though.
Yeah.
But not like scandalous, like, Penn State stuff, but just like, I don't even know what to say.
I don't know when the story is going to come out. You look at different stories. I just keep Googling Redskin scandal, and then every once in a while a new story will pop up. I had seen this before, but Josina Anderson, who is an NFL reporter for ESPN, said source on forthcoming news involving the Washington NFL team, lawyers are involved.
Right.
Andrew Brandt also wrote, lawyers are involved. Uh-huh. So once they get through those hurdles, then maybe
well that's why it could get spiked.
Facts to it.
That's why it could get spiked. I mean, clearly something's going on. Three employees left in the middle of the offseason at inexplicable times. It makes no sense. There's no explanation given. Just that, right? Something's going on.
Yeah, what's going to suck is if the lawyers get involved to the point where it's squashed. And you never, you know something happened, but it just never gets out.
Now, I don't know. I don't work for a big company like, the Washington. I don't know what could cause the Washington Post to squash it. Because I don't think they'd
maybe
be afraid
of a
lawsuit.
Maybe they're fear defamation lawsuits.
But they can handle that.
How many times have they reported stories?
I mean, they do that kind of thing all the time, though. Right?
Again, speculating.
Drabby, did you reach out to Hobson? I'm sure you didn't.
I did. An hour. What did he say? He said nothing. Like I told you he was going to say. He hasn't responded.
Get Dan on. Get Steinberg on.
Steinberg won't come on at any point, especially to talk about this.
Tell him we know he doesn't like his voice, but it's okay.
He does say that.
By the way, every time that you say Hobson, and you'll probably be able to figure it out. I keep thinking of a basketball player. Wasn't there a guy who had that name, maybe a Bulls player?
Dennis Hobson.
Dennis Hobson.
I just keep thinking of
It was Hop.
Yeah, it was
with
different.
A P.
I know, but I'm just saying, every time I make some sort of connection to, I picture like this old skinny player. Was he on the Bulls?
Yeah, played with the Kings, the Bulls. Yeah.
Played with the Nets, I think, too, right?
He was stud at Ohio State. Stud.
Eric. What happens if Snyder's forced to sell, right? Like, the story's so terrible. He's on the way out.
Oh, it'd be amazing. And have a party at Lurch's house.
And there's a new ownership group that wants to get involved. Say it's Matthew McConaughey, Dale Jr., Tom Cruise.
They're all doing it. Right.
Joe Gibbs. Cringy. No. This is the new ownership group. And they want to keep the name. And then we get the Redskins around for the next 50 years.
The fight song
stays. The band stays.
The names
throwing out graspers.
They actually encourage you to dress up as a Native American at the game.
Do you understand that there's not a scenario on Earth?
they hand out headdresses.
Where they could keep, there's not a scenario on Earth where they could keep the name. There's literally no scenario you can come up with where they can withstand political pressure.
That's not true. If the richest man on Earth buys the team, he might be able to keep the name.
So if Jeff Bezos buys the team.
Right. And say he loves the name.
Because people then boycott all, would people boycott Amazon?
What if Joe Gibbs? What if Joe Gibbs bought the team? Just Joe.
He doesn't have that kind of cash.
I know. It's a hypothetical.
Right. People would be sized.
And he said, I'll buy the team from Dan and we'll get back to winning Super Bowls, but I got to keep the Redskin name.
Yeah.
People might get sized for that.
No.
He's smiling. I think you're thinking about it a little bit.
There's not a scenario. Look, there's not a scenario on the planet where they can keep the name at this point. It's over. I'm over the name. Take it. Do whatever you want with it.
I just can't believe that one caller said basically anything could happen on the scandal front. He'll stay a Redskins fan. But if you change the colors to red, white, and blue, he's out.
Yeah, then he's out. I know the owner could be the worst creep in the world.
Right, the biggest racist, a pedophile.
If you turn it to red, white, and blue, I'm out.
He's still a fan of the team. But damn, if you move on from burgundy and gold, I'm out.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's all right, lines are open, 800-636-1067. I've been talking about this all morning. A lot of sources are reporting that there's a bombshell that's going to drop. They've said it all week, to be quite honest. Now it is today or tomorrow. Most people think it's going to be a Washington Post article that has to do with sex, sexual harassment, cover-up, executives. What are your thoughts on it, and would it make you actually walk away from the team as a fan? 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. It's crazy how news works, and this is really not a news story yet. It's rumored to be a news story, but it does seem like the Redskins name change thing happened to you 3 weeks ago now.
It's nothing compared to this.
A couple days ago.
This is so much bigger. The potential for this is so much bigger. It's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely juicier.
Something's definitely going on. Three employees definitely left for no reason with the accommodating rumors.
Right. Hearing rumors of other names.
It makes you think that there's negotiating going on, as people are alluding to. It's common sense. And I wonder if the story might get spiked. Really? It'd be a big letdown.
Possibility.
It'd be awful. Wouldn't it just be
yeah,
terrible?
Yeah, it would be. It would be terrible.
Well, especially if bad stuff happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether or not a story gets reported or not,
right.
The underlying offense allegedly happened. The one thing that I said earlier in the show is, if the story is about sexual allegations, for example,
mm-hmm.
we haven't seen anything publicly on record. You know what I mean? We don't have harassment claims that we've seen, whether they're civil complaints or criminal complaints. We haven't seen any of that.
Right.
So that would, at least on the criminal side, it would make me believe that there haven't been actual complaints. Now, you could have payoffs before you get to that point, I guess.
Right.
That, again, we're just speculating.
What about if somebody, just, like one of these people that alludes to the sad and sickening and disappointing, what if they just leak some stuff and say, I'm not going to say who, but I heard somebody was
doing this,
was sexually assaulting an employee. Or just say that. Just say that. Just say, I heard that somebody was sexually assaulting somebody. Why? No one's even willing to go out on that limb.
I feel like that's
or are someone is caught on tape saying a bad word.
Yeah, but I feel like I feel like we have gotten that. I
mean, nobody said that on a record. You're hearing some no name zeros on Twitter putting.
Yeah, we're not getting it on record.
I'm talking about one of the reporters of record that are saying a sickening story is about to come out. A sad story is about to come out. This is going to come out. I can't tell you this. So say, give us some vague details.
You want more specifics.
But
if they don't have
Not from some unknown Twitter account or some unknown nameless anonymous Reddit thread. I want from somebody who's leaking that they know what's going on. We've all heard stories. But if you think it's big enough of this nature, nothing I've heard is big enough of this, then say, I heard somebody sexually assaulted someone over there at Redskins Park, and that's what's being talked about right now. Or I heard somebody was using the N-word a million times, and that's what this is about. How come no one's doing that?
I don't think – well, because those things probably didn't happen. I don't think it's a sexual assault.
And as you said before, if there are NDAs, it makes it a lot tougher. Look, I'm not an expert in the field. You know, for example, President Trump's niece came out with a book this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a dispute in the courts about an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, and there was a battle in the courts about whether the book could actually be released. It went to a court, and eventually they decided, okay, the book is being released because there was some sort of fault in the NDA. But a lot of times, if the NDA is bulletproof, you may not be able to get that information.
Well, yeah,
I just hope there's certain guys.
Or you have to get the information from other sources.
I hope there's certain guys not involved. I don't want their names brought into it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
People that we're friends with.
Correct.
Yeah, the only name you want involved is Daniel Snyder.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Or Bruce. I wouldn't mind Bruce getting caught up in the in the shrapnel. I wouldn't. You know, that would be great as far as I'm concerned.
All right, should we go back to the phones? 800-636-1067. Who's up?
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Gino in Silver Spring. Hey, Gino.
Good morning, Junkies.
Hey,
I feel like this is probably a story that's already been lightly reported on, but before the Me Too movement. And if you think of what's the only thing that journalists wouldn't scoop on top of each other, what's the only thing that is sort of holy these days? And it has to be a sexual assault allegation, and it's probably rooted in what was lightly reported before the Me Too movement about the cheerleaders and those calendar shoot trips to the Caribbean or whatever. And it just all makes perfect sense. It fits with why those people would leave suddenly with no explanation. It fits with what's been lightly reported. It explains why nobody's really willing to spill the details from a credible reporting source. It explains why lawyers are involved, very likely the victim's lawyers. It explains why the Post is holding it. It explains why nobody's scooping it. And if you think of sort of like the holy trinity of pushing Dan Snyder down the river, you got on one hand the poor on-the-field performance. On the other hand, you got the insensitivity issues with the name. The death nail would really be a franchise embroiled in a sort of like almost Penn State-like cheerleader or sexual assault craziness. And probably what the Post finally did, assuming it is the Post, is even if they don't attach their names to it, they probably have cheerleaders and female former employees who are willing to give on-the-record quotes. And although they'll come out as anonymous, the Post is able to validate who they are. So I really think that our core market will love the team. I think this is about the other 31 owners and getting the pressure on Dan to the point where the balloon just has to pop, whether he's accused specifically or not. You know,
that would be the dream.
And we have heard this story.
Right, right. I'm sure there are ways to leak. Like, let's just assume that there were settlements. And as part of the settlements, they said, okay, I'll take $50,000 or $100,000 or $500,000, whatever the settlement was, in exchange for an NDA. Those people then may not attach their names to the story, but they may leak out what happened underneath the story. And then you may have to accumulate a lot of them to gain credibility or to make it a bigger story where you're not just writing about one individual settlement. You want to talk about a toxic culture and go back years and years, which makes the story even bigger.
I'll give you an example of how I've heard that all the employees that work there have to sign NDAs to the point where our friend, I don't even want to say his name just because I don't want it to ever get back to him, but he did some work at Snyder's house and they had to sign an NDA just to do some work.
Just to do some work. Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
you know, and I've heard that like the administrative people, the secretaries, they all have to sign NDAs.
Now, so that could, what if that's standard with most teams, if not all?
Could be. I'm not saying it's not. Yeah. So it's hard.
Not necessarily out of the ordinary.
No, I'm not suggesting that. Well, I don't know if it is if you do work at someone's house.
I don't know.
But what I'm suggesting is it's hard to print a story. It's hard to publish a story if everybody can't talk. I guess unless they're willing to just violate it.
I don't know how enforceable all of those NDAs are. Especially if there's something criminal or even a civil complaint underneath. I know that's
redundant. What if it's more in the substances and not the sexual innuendo?
There's a lot of drug use.
Drug use, alcohol use. Yeah, what if it's more like that? That's a big nothing burger. I'm going to use your word.
That's a nothing burger, right?
Yeah. Yes. And I wouldn't be surprised
if Bruce would brush his teeth with Coors Light. That was the joke everyone said for a decade.
Yeah, I mean.
In fact, I think there's been articles published, right?
I think it'll all be.
Articles published about like the beer refrigerators in the coaches' offices. That's like matter of public record, isn't it?
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I'm sure a lot
of
coaches
have. Yeah, but it just kind of gives you an idea of the culture.
I mean, I got a fridge not too far away. It's got some cocktails in it.
Right, but you don't have it at work.
I tell you what.
It's happened.
I bet you Ron Rivera wishes he waited for that Giants interview.
I know. That's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah. I already forget who the Giants hired, some like special teams coordinator.
The guy with the Patriots, right? Yeah. Was he the Patriots special
Joe
teams
Judge?
Guy?
Joe Judge,
yeah,
right?
Joe Judge. What a no name. Let's go back to the phones.
Bob's but he could be a good coach. You never know.
Yeah, Bob's in Charlottesville on line 8. Bob, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
No Bob.
How's it going? How about
Line 8, sorry.
Bob A.
We there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, there is nothing on this scandal that would make me not be a fan unless it tied George Allen and Joe Gibbs and Sonny and, you know, for the last 30 years.
But even then, you're still a fan of the team. You're still a fan of the team.
Right. I'm still a fan of the team. But if it tied on and if Danny would stop using – you know, the Dallas Cowboy owner as his mentor and follow his every lead and try to run his organization like him and instead of, you know, following the Pittsburgh family or somebody else that's run a good, successful organization, he would do so much better. Lurch, I'm in Charlottesville. We had midsummers this past weekend, and my daughter's going to Tech as well. I don't see how there's any way they're going to have kids in school based on what happened here this past weekend.
I wouldn't be surprised by anything anymore. To be honest with you, I'm expecting bad news every single day. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And that's pretty much what we're getting.
All right. Thank you, pal. Let's go to – who was that? Was that Cole?
That was Bob in Charlottesville.
Yeah. Is Cole still there? Line 1? Hey, Cole. What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Gentlemen, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, C's Mikes. What's up?
Hey, so listen, I have it on very good authority. I've sourced it out. The big news is that Dan Snyder, I'm telling you, the big news is that Dan Snyder is a huge Junkies fan. It's scandalous.
That would be sweet.
You know,
Maybe you could do a sports wrap on that one.
Yeah.
Listen, if he gets the boot, I will just do the biggest celebration rap you've ever heard. You know, it's funny people calling in saying that it wouldn't stop them from being a fan. I became a fan when I was younger because of the environment created by people like Joe Gibbs. I stopped being a fan because of the environment created by Snyder. And I think what we're seeing is that time and time again, he allows his guys to run roughshod all over him. We saw it with the contracts. We've seen it with Bruce Allen. It's created a losing environment, a bad experience with the fans' environment. And I wouldn't be surprised if it created a toxic environment where something pretty bad happened that he just couldn't control anymore. And, you know,
I don't doubt it.
I would love to see him go. You know, I remember with Donald Sterling, it was just, it was known for years, and it was where there's smoke, there's fire kind of thing. You know, people might not be happy that a conversation in your home, you know, that you thought was private is what ended up. But, you know, when it comes out, it comes out. And the last thing I wanted to say is, you know, when I was trying to think of a clever name that would fit with the HTTR theme, because I know you want to keep that, Eric, how about the Washington Richards? That'd be good for you guys.
Thank you. I kind of want to keep the HTTR. I'm not as hung up on that as I am the song. The song has to stay. You change the lyrics, but we got to have the song.
You want the same notes.
I want the same notes. I want the same music. Right. Strike up the band every time we score.
Yeah. All right, got one more segment of calls here on an open line Thursday. If you want to weigh in, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio right here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, you miss any part of the show, use that rewind feature on the Radio.com app. It's fantastic. You can go back in time as much as 24 hours, catch parts of the show that you may have missed, like our interview with our pal Rick Snyder earlier, who writes for TheFanDC.com.
Hey, Drabby, I'm wearing this Commonwealth Dry Goods shirt that Duke sent me, right? I'm proud to wear the shirt, rep yeah. for. Why does it have such a droopy neckline?
What, did you wash it already?
No, just put it on.
I don't know. I mean, I wear his shirts all the time.
Let me
never
see
a droopy neckline.
Well, I mean, you're tugging it nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
That can't help.
Yeah, are you
I'm not tugging it. No.
What do you mean you're not tugging it? You just were tugging
it. I did it just there to show you.
The low-hanging fruit is it matches your power lines.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I agree.
It's all about slouching.
I want to thank Michael Gilman.
I'll tell you why in the hangout.
All right. I want to thank the good people at the Grooming Lounge. I'm heading up to the Grooming Lounge in Tyson's to get a little fresh cut after the show.
I need a shave.
Yeah, I need a cut. I'm getting the hair on the back of my neck. It's just poopy. It's like a forest back there.
Maybe whenever we go back to work, we can all get shaved and massaged. That'd be silly. Get a masseuse in there.
Well, especially the masseuse.
Get a massage.
And I'm going to go to Andy's Pizza today, Drabby, and get a slice.
You know, they're open down here.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. At Atlas Brewing.
Oh, cool.
I just haven't been yet.
Place is so good. By the way, DeChambeau 2 over through 4.
How's he 2 over when he's 380 yards down the middle of the fairway?
I told you that because this course is no joke. You better be in the fairway.
Drive for show.
He hit the ball in the water.
Putt for dough.
He hit the ball in the water on the last hole, so that doesn't help. Double.
By the way, Jason, I know it's supposed to be 100 degrees. Why does it feel like it could rain today? Are they saying that now?
30% chance today.
Really?
Yeah. A little higher percent chance tomorrow, maybe 50% scattered thunderstorms. Could be serious, some of them. This weekend, 96, 97 degrees.
Nice.
With humidity levels up near 100, if not over it. It's going to be very steamy this weekend.
I'll still find a way to get in that hot tub. You know what I do? I just put the temperature of the water down a little bit. Cool the water. It's silly.
Yeah.
You got to get one, Lurch.
There you go.
Love it. All right, do we have anybody else that wants to chime in? Well, I feel like we've speculated on every level of this thing.
Yeah, we've
every
covered
angle. Angle.
We've I covered all the bases, all of them.
I don't know how. I don't know. We've left no stone unturned. I do think, though, I'm also suspicious that nobody has leaked details. Because usually by now – people would leak the details. They would say, there's a story coming out in the Post that says X, whatever it is.
Right.
That links you know, the owner to something horrible.
But the rumors,
but nobody's willing to leak.
But we've seen the rumors, so they have been leaked. The names have been leaked. The offenses have been leaked, you know, so someone's leaking something.
The rumors that I've heard are not sickening. The rumors I've heard are just, you know, creepy.
This is what I was just sent by somebody who kind of knows some people. It says sexual harassment. It says drinking and drugs.
Yes.
I mean, sexual harassment is not sexual assault. Drinking and drugs. We kind of knew the drinking was going on over there all the time. Drugs, sorry, that's different. Depends on what the drugs are. You know, and then we've seen the names. I mean, if that's the worst it is, yeah, I would say it's kind of a nothing burger, like you like to say.
Yeah.
But if it's widespread.
Sexual harassment's not, but.
Yeah, I'm not saying sexual harassment's good. You know, but if they're.
We're setting the bar so high for this thing that it's like sickening, the worst thing you can imagine.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. Well, if it's pervasive, like you're downplaying sexual harassment.
I'm not saying that's good. No one's downplaying.
But that's a lot different than sexual assault.
Yeah, it's not like rape and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't believe that happens.
Which I haven't, by the way, I haven't heard any rape rumors.
No, I haven't heard that.
Nothing like that. No.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Al is in Florida on line 4.
Al, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Are you listening to us on radio.com? How are you listening?
I am, man. I listen to you guys often. I'm a D.C. native. I live here in Florida. I've been a season ticket holder for 40 years.
Appreciate it.
And still have them.
How's your pocket in Florida doing, by the way? Where are you?
We're doing awful. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I own a concert venue down here. We're doing awful. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But anywho.
Hang in there, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys, and appreciate your show. Like, I enjoy it very much. Look, I just thought I'd share something with you that I find sort of compelling. I mean, obviously, none of us know what this story is going to be about, so on and so forth. But I have a good friend that I work out with regularly. He's actually still in the NFL. He's a veteran, and I'm not going to give up his name. But he spent some time with the Redskins organizations, and he's told me a lot of different stories. But the one that I felt our thought that was most compelling were the parties that the players attended at the owner's house. And I'm thinking to myself, really? He goes, oh, yeah. I've been in the NFL 9 years. I've never seen anything like it. You go to the guy's house, he's got parties, the rookies are there, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, wait a minute. How many NFL owners actually host parties for their players? I mean, if I don't know what's coming out in the press, but I think we all have to agree that's a recipe for disaster.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We went to a public party at Abe Poland's house years ago where players
like a
were there.
Weekend show.
I'll count it, but it's an owner having a party. There were players there and media there. But I know what he's talking about.
He's talking about a private party.
I know you bailed.
Because I was playing golf. Had a few too many.
I don't know. I don't think it's unusual that an owner would necessarily have a party. Yeah, I could imagine Jerry Jones has had house parties.
I mean, it'd be a scandal if it was, you know, a sex boat party.
Right. If it's Fred Smoot party, now we're talking. Yeah, does anybody think it rises to the level of the sex boat?
Could.
Now, that was a scandal.
Good.
I think it'll be just as juicy.
You think it'll be just as juicy as that?
I have high hopes for this story.
I know.
I know you do. And you want it to come out when? Tomorrow at 8 a.m.? Or do you want it to come out today so we can just talk about it for 4 hours tomorrow?
No, let's come 5:30, so that way we have a whole show.
All right, let's go around the room and make bets. Does the story come out today?
No,
I'm saying no. JP,
I'm gonna say at this point no, because all signs are it's a Washington Post story. So you might get a leak of the story.
Doesn't it typically come out online before it comes out in the paper?
Yeah, you might get that, but my guess is they're going to save it for the paper tomorrow.
But why would they save it for a Friday, like a Friday news
dump? I'm not saying they're saving it for Friday. I'm guessing that lawyers are involved, and they want to have everything right. The story is pretty much ready to go, but they want to make sure it absolutely 100% is stone cold locked down and ready to go, not going to have any legal problems. So there's no real rush on their end, to put out the story. So I'll say tomorrow.
Yeah, what's their incentive to put it out quickly, right?
Well, you don't want to get scooped. Typically, that's the way it works. You don't want to get scooped.
Yeah, but it seems like, according to all these sources, they've done all the legwork. They've done the story. It seems like it's bigger than just one incident. Seems
I've
like they're
swooped
going back
in before
years.
And scooped people and done very little legwork. I've swooped in and scooped them.
Just scoop it.
Yeah. You can do that.
I say it doesn't come out today and doesn't come out tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. I'm saying nothing.
And then it goes to the weekend, and I don't even give a crap.
I'm saying nothing's coming out.
Right.
Well, it's all hype. It's all hype. And the lawyer, no, there's something there. There's plenty of stories, but the lawyers are going to squash it. That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely stories.
I'm going to go as far as to say I'm putting it on 25% chance that at the end of this, Snyder's out as the owner.
Oh, that's the dream.
I think that's too high.
I might have a listener party at my house if that happens.
All right, let's do it.
God, could you imagine?
Yeah. No, that's the dream. And I think that's why it's gaining so much steam, by the way, is because that's the hope.
Yeah,
the hope is.
People want to connect him to Jeffrey Epstein or something outrageous.
That's why this is gaining so much steam.
Yep.
The hope that it could bring down Snyder.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny, they are coming up next right here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.